There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's Jabba here, and great to have your company as we meet a German-Romanian actor and model who goes by the name Big Nasty, which is also his Instagram handle. If you haven't heard of Florian Muntianu yet, his arrival into the Marvel Cinematic Universe as Razor Fist in Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is going to change all that. Florian, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. How are you doing?
Good, man. Did you shoot in Australia?
Yes, we did. Feels like home.
How did you find Down Under?
You know, funny thing is, and that's how life sometimes is, you know, it closes in full circle. When I finished school, and, you know, my goal was to actually make it into the movies industry, even at an early age, I realized that I have to improve my English. So I went down to Australia for 1 year to do a backpacking tour around the country. That was in 2010. And then 10 years later, I'm coming back and shooting a Marvel movie. So it's crazy how life turns sometimes, huh?
That is incredible. You were handpicked for the role of Victor Drago by Rocky himself. And the role of Razor Fist happened so quickly. How did you land a role in a Marvel movie so quickly?
I feel like, you know, stepping into the Creed and Rocky franchise, I put my stamp on the industry. I left my mark. I left an impression there. People knew what they could expect from me, especially if it comes to fighting and to, you know, to my physicality. And a long-term goal of mine was to actually make it into the MCU, but I thought I would take a little bit longer. You know, I thought I would need to add maybe 2 or 3 movies in order to get their attention. But then everything happened so quickly, you know, the audition came over, they liked it, and they casted me. So here we are.
Congratulations on the role. I grew up on blockbusters starring action heroes like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone. Who have been your heroes on this path to the big screen?
Well, my number one hero is always and will always be my father. You know, he's my biggest inspiration, my biggest role model. He started to train me. So a lot of my success, the whole success goes to him and obviously my mother, because they sacrificed themselves always for me and did everything, you know, for me and for my life to have a good life. But other than that, you know, my role models or my sportive idols have been Roy Jones and Mike Tyson, the two boxers. You know, I remember watching them with my father. He woke me up at 4 a.m. in the night so we can watch the pay-per-views in America. And I always remember telling him that, hey, I want to, you know, I saw the lights in Vegas or in the MGM or in Madison Square Garden. And I always said, hey, I want to go to America one time and make it there. And here we are.
Well, speaking of dads, Razor Fist is Shang-Chi's dad's right-hand man, except he doesn't have a right hand. Could you tell us a bit about your character and how he fits into the story of Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings?
That's a good one. I'll remember that. What was the question again? Sorry.
Tell us about Razor Fist and how he fits into the story of Shang-Chi. Oh, okay.
So yeah, Razor Fist, like you said, he is basically the right hand, number one soldier, but he's, you know, the relationship that he has with Ben Wu is even beyond that leader soldiership, you know. I mean, this is an origin story about Shang-Chi, so you can't tell all the background stories. But Ben Wu basically took him in when he was a little kid, found him on the streets in Romania, a one-armed beggar, you know, juggling three balls with one hand. And he got so inspired, and especially after, you know, the pain of his son leaving, he took him in. And, you know, he took him basically in because he's different than all the other, you know, assassins in the compound, not only because he's missing one hand. And then he gave him a home, a purpose, you know, he trained him. And this is basically, you know, for Razor Fist, Van Vu is basically everything that he has. You know, he's the closest that comes to a family member. He feels that this is, you know, the closest to a dad, and he feels like he owes his whole loyalty to him. So, I mean, I could go on for days now talking about the character in Razor Fist, but I'm sure we have enough time and space in future movies for that.
Well, we can't wait to see you again down under and when you pop up again in the next MCU movie. Great to have you on the show. Thanks for chatting to us, Florian, and Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Aussie, 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 my man.
Keep an eye out for Florian in the Marvel blockbuster Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.